I'm sorry, I'd like to call the meeting to order, the Business Oversight Committee. Good morning. Our first order of business is to approve the agenda that's before us.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, well, thank you very much for approving the agenda. Now we need the approval of the minutes of April the 12th and April the 12th executive session. Is there?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay, second.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now that we've completed the committee administrative business, I'd like to briefly review our agenda for today. First up is the committee acceptance of two reports on the Inspector General. Next, we will turn to the staff for our monthly update on small business and disadvantaged business enterprises. Given the significant progress that the staff has made in this area, this will be our last report, but the caveat is subject to any need to call for a further review. But right now, they're off the hook. Let me stop for a second. I know you're not a member of the committee. Do you have any concerns about that? Okay, great. All right, thank you very much. Because you have a passion for that aspect of it, and just want to make sure. Going forward, we will receive further updates quarterly via a memo to ensure that the DBE program sustains its progress. The action item that we have here is the acceptance of the Inspector General's report. Now on to the committee business this morning. The Business Oversight has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audit and other reports by the Inspector General. The committee has reviewed the following reports: report on the manual payroll system, the evaluation of the Rhode Island Avenue Brentwood Station incident. Before we take a vote, Jeff, would you like to expound upon this and give us a brief overview?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The manual payroll systems are prone to data input and process errors. OIG took a sample of 25 employees using manual payroll systems. We tested 267 timesheets to verify the propriety of wages paid. Nine of the 25 employees had improper payments caused by holiday input errors, meal allowance errors, pay differential errors, overtime input errors. As a result, improper payments in the thousands of dollars for these nine employees. However, there's an opportunity to correct errors during the new ongoing MetroTime automation project. Management agreed with the findings of the OIG and recommendations and is taking appropriate corrective actions. The second is the evaluation of the Rhode Island Avenue Brentwood Station incident. In 2016, two separate incidents occurred on consecutive days at the Rhode Island Avenue Brentwood Station. On August 31st, a steel beam fell 16.9 feet onto the floor next to the escalator. On September 1st, concrete, some 2 to 3 pounds, fell from another area of the ceiling onto the floor. As of March 2018, these defects had not been permanently repaired. These failures were caused by the lack of inspections in non-visual and hard-to-reach areas, incomplete policies and practices to schedule supervisors to compare deficiencies found in the previous year's inspection report to the current year's inspection report for completeness and accuracy. Specifically, the 2016 inspection report of RIABS did not cover issues identified in 2015. In another matter of concern, the auditors found 49 instances in the RIABS inspection reports that contain exactly the same remarks as previous year's inspection reports over a three-year period. I want to emphasize that the auditors referred this concern to our OIG Office of Investigations, and that investigation is ongoing now. These deficiencies, if uncorrected, may compromise the safety of passengers, WMATA employees, and contractors. Management concurred with the findings and recommendations in this report. Regarding the recommendation of developing procedures associated with the previous year's inspection reports, management's indicated the general superintendent of track and structures will submit a corrective action plan to the OIG no later than June 1st, 2018. Thank you.
Are there any questions or comments regarding the report? Ms. Augenstein, do you have any comments before? Okay. I move that the Audit and Investigations Committee accept these two reports. There's a mistake here?
Yes, there was.
Okay, there's a mistake here. I'm only reading from the script. The Business Oversight Committee, these two reports. May I get a motion? I move the motion. May I get a second, please?
Second.
Okay, those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? None being so. So this approval constitutes the board's authority to post them on the WMATA website, provided that any private or confidential information has been redacted in accordance with the applicable laws and WMATA's policy. Okay. Let's move on now to the small business program. Where's Ms. Moore? I'm sorry? Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to see the two of you.
Thank you.
I mean it sincerely. Yeah. No pun intended. Okay. Please.
This briefing this morning.
Would you turn your mic on, please?
All right. We'll get a little closer.
Pull a little closer.
Is that better? So the purpose of the briefing this morning is to talk about the...
Can they turn that up? I mean, maybe I'm losing my hearing. But
is your red light on?
It is.
Yeah, it seems to be awful low.
Maybe that one right there.
The control center may have to turn the volume up.
Let's see if I can bring it closer.
That one's better.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
The purpose of the briefing is to talk about the accomplishment that the Small Business Office has achieved since the last briefing. We're talking about the hiring efforts. We're going to talk about our outreach plan. That was a specific ask of the board to speak to the outreach plan. The memorandum of understanding with the unified DDOT understanding that we have now and the efforts that we made there and standing operating procedures for the team as we're hiring the team. We also want to talk about our achievement thus far in reaching the 22% DVE goal. Talking about the hiring efforts, we have one additional staff person that we have not filled the position. The last update was that we had made an offer to a candidate. The candidate did not pass the background check, so we had to act. That was actually the second offer that we had made for that position. So since that time, we've had to put that back out for recruitment, and that process is ongoing. The recruitment process is going to be closing this week, and we will then start the interview process for that final position. As far as the manager of the office, we've concluded the interview process and we're ready to make an offer to the selected candidate. In an effort to hopefully make sure that we get a good qualified candidate, we're also prepared to have a second candidate in the event that we cannot reach agreement with the first candidate. So we've made two recommendations in the event we don't reach agreement with the first candidate. Speaking directly to our outreach plan, we have developed it and we have a slide that we can talk to a little bit later in the presentation. It's several efforts that we're making to get the word out, inform the community, and also train our staffs in how to do outreach events. Memorandum of Understanding. On April the 30th, we met with DDOT. We agreed in principle to everything that's in our MOU. It's been vetted through DDOT's council as well as WMATA's council, and we're ready to execute the agreement. Our standard operating procedures, the documents are being vetted and reviewed now by our staff, and soon we'll be using those to compile our training manual that will be used to train all of the new staff that has joined the WMATA team. Next slide, please. So I want to speak a little bit about the outreach program and outreach events that's going on. The one main, major effort that we're doing is our DVE hotline. We want to be responsive to the contracting community when they call in and have questions about how the program operates or how they need to get certified. This is their main way of reaching the WMATA team through our DVE hotline. So that is something that we're putting out there for everybody to understand and how that works. We have one specific person that's dedicated to the DVE hotline, but others in the office are being trained as well to understand the importance of that communication. We have training webinars that we have developed and are on our website for prompt and subcontractors, mostly directed at the prompt payment tool and how they submit their payments through the prompt payment tool online. We're directly soliciting DBEs for our work that's coming up. We have a plan of procurements that we're developing, making sure that the procurement team understands what's in the pipeline and how to go directly to small and minority businesses to participate on these procurements. And finally, it's making sure that we're out there in the community. So we have, I have a list here of outreach events that we've been attending. We have attended about 10 to 12 and have plans to do at least two more in the next 2 months. We're starting to plan our own as well. When we have projects that we want the community to know about, we are planning our own WMATA-led events, and then we plan to have our vendor fair in the fall of this year. So that's our plan, our DBE outreach plan.
Mr. Chair, if I could. So the plan you highlighted on the previous slide and this program, are they one and the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
And is there any particular timeline associated with any of these actions?
Okay, so the DBE hotline, of course, is up and running now. Training has already been done for our contractors. The direct solicitation aspect, that's ongoing for every procurement. We identify small and minority businesses that can do the work, and we directly solicit them so that they understand that the effort is out there, they can participate. Yes, as well as involvement in all of these activities. Since March, we've been going to others in the area, their events, such as Small Business and Economic Development Summit, D.C. Chamber of Commerce. We just attended that on May the 2nd. Northern Virginia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we attended that on May the 8th. So we're getting out there letting people know what we're doing here at WMATA.
Thank you.
On this slide, we're talking about the DBE. Actually, this is the DBE awards for fiscal year 2017. We reported 8% for the first semi-annual report, which was October 2016 to March 2017. And we now, after going back and looking at all the data and all the numbers, we know now that that percentage is 15.43 for that half of the fiscal year. April 2017 to September 2017, the second part of the fiscal year, the percentage is 29.03%.
How does that track compare to previous years? If you don't have the answer, you don't have it, you can bring it back to us. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
In general.
Yeah. But if you don't have it, don't guess.
Yeah, we have the written documentation previously. Obviously, this is the first time in WMATA's history. This is now automated.
Sure.
So in previous years, it was all a manual process of compiling the data. So we can certainly look that up from what was previously reported. But this is going forward, this is going to be much, much more accurate.
You don't have to go through a manual process to get it. Just going forward, we'll just track it.
Thank you. And so after, you know, reporting the two halves of the fiscal year, we did the culmination of the total, and we are now reporting 21.94% as the achievement for 2017. A little shy of the 22%.
Okay. And we actually checked the actual rule governing the roundup rule. And if this was another 100% higher at 21.95%, FTA would have allowed us to round it up to 22%. But we wanted to be accurate and report it as is. So.
And thank you. That's it. That's the end of my presentation.
I have basically a question or request for information. I would like for you to provide to us, perhaps at the next meeting, a breakdown of the three jurisdictions. How does the DBE program break down in terms of participants from those particular jurisdictions and the total dollar amounts associated with the various jurisdictions as well? And then the fourth item, the national, if you have national DBEs. I don't know if you do it or not, out of the area. I don't know if that's the case. So would you be able to provide that to us?
For national DBEs.
Well, anything out of the three, we have basically three jurisdictions. Anything outside of those jurisdictions,
okay,
we just lump
you.
Them together.
Understand.
As others. So I like that particular breakdown. It would be very helpful. Would you want to provide it to us at the next meeting?
The next meeting?
Yes. Okay. I know you don't want to come back again. You can provide the information to us, okay?
Yes.
Okay, the memo format is fine?
Yeah, just do a memo form.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. When will we receive the memo?
Okay.
Make it easy on yourself, don't No, there's no pressure. I mean, just within reason.
Within 60 days.
60 days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's not what you call fast, but okay. All right. Huh? Yeah, I know.
Well, we're looking to staff because they're going to help us get it together.
We'll accept the 60 days then. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So make sure we don't forget. To the hiring for the positions.
Yes.
What has HR said to you? I mean, are there other avenues that we can work to maybe get the word out there that this position is, or positions are open?
Yes.
I sense from your prior presentations that these were fairly, or the one in particular was a pretty critical position for all of this. So how do we overcome some of the challenges that you've seen? Have they made suggestions?
Yes, they're very active and very helpful. They also have direct solicitations for different avenues. They are using industry magazines and distribution lists to try to get the word out there further than just advertising on our website. So they're aggressively going after different avenues to try to get candidates to come in the door. I think that we had a great pool of candidates initially when we did the first round. I'm hoping that we'll have similar this time.
Sure. You're going to go back to those who initially applied for the position and let them know that it's reopened?
I don't know if we actually did that or not, but to those that initially applied, I can ask that question. I'm not
okay.
sure.
The other question that I have is it's a piggyback on what Mr. Price said, which is it's not the who on those different jurisdictions, but I am, though, curious about the basically like the volume. In other words, is this one big contract that's taking care of this, or is this a number of contracts, just to sort of get a better sense of how, you know, the impact that this is having over the whole of the DBE community? I would really appreciate that being a part of the information that he was requesting.
Okay.
I think that data will reveal that, will it not?
So you want to know the number of contracts that we're talking about as well as the dollar amounts?
Right, by the jurisdiction.
By the jurisdiction, understand.
Yeah, that way we have a better sense.
So we can then identify if there's someone jumps out that's getting a lion's share of the business and others are not getting. Just one other concern I have. I want to make certain that the DBEs that are participating in the program, that they are fully engaged with the primes. If they're working with the primes and so forth, they're fully engaged in carrying out the work that's been allocated to them, and that we're truly developing the DBEs to this an opportunity too, so that one day they can become a prime. That's the other thing. I'd like for you to also share with me, we keep going, I ask for a lot of data, metrics here. I also like to share with me those contracts where there's a DBE is a prime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So where the DBE is a prime on contracts.
Where the DBE is the prime.
Okay. I thought we had, did we provide that report to you?
Right.
Okay.
If you did, just okay. I'm getting older. Just read.
we have the data. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things we're going to start looking at too, is to see how we can move toward more DBEs becoming the prime on certain contracts. That's when you have a very valuable program and you're really developing from that point of view.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry.
One other point in that information.
Please,
another piece which is, and it, you can either do it SIC or just what, where they are falling in as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that also is just an important piece of information.
The category of work you're talking about. Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can break that down.
Put that, if you would, yeah. That just helps, again, to sort of get a sense of where the opportunities are as well. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to add that the prompt payment tool that has been implemented will help us directly track the subcontractors' participation with the prime so that they're directly engaged. So part of a compliance check, so that going forward. And secondarily, we absolutely agree that we want to encourage more DBEs as subcontractors become prime contractor winners.
Absolutely. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, a question about the report, the initial report the Corbett asked about. If we have the automated system now, why would it take 60 days? To produce that report. Couldn't there be some sort of summary sheet that you could?
Yeah, we could probably provide the data sooner.
Let's have a sidebar.
Okay. Sure.
My apologies here. Thank you, and there's no further business to come to the committee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.